This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Hello and welcome to the Well, Well, Well show, brought to you live every Tuesday from midday. And once again, we're joined by Murray and Jack. It seems like we're the only ones doing the show lately, isn't it?
I think we are. We're the true believers. Believers in Joy.
We're the superstars of the show. That's so how's things going, Jack?
Pretty good. We're busy this week, Murray, as you know, because things are coming up this weekend. And we've just been reflecting on what it's like to be a volunteer and what volunteering is all about.
Absolutely. For many people, they may not be aware, but it's National Volunteers Week.
That's right. This
is a nationally recognised week that celebrates the awesomeness that is the volunteers. And on today's show, we'll be talking with four of our very special volunteers who volunteer at VAC.
We certainly shall be, but also just along the volunteer line, last week at the Positive Living Centre, which is part of the Victorian AIDS Council, we had a memorial service for one of our volunteers, Greg Friday, who was the face of one of our campaigns back in 2010-11, I think.
And a very active volunteer.
Incredibly active for many, many, many years. He was killed along with his mother in the German Wings plane crash in French Alps. And about 140 people came to pay tribute and to give testament to his work and his life at the Positive Living Centre. It was terribly powerful, terribly moving. And that's what the family of VAC is all about.
Absolutely.
He was a key volunteer. All our volunteers are special. And it was terrible to lose one in such a terrible, stupid manner as that whole plane crash. Terrible. So we're thinking of Greg Friday's family.
Absolutely.
And we shall be with all our volunteers this week and celebrating their role in the life of the VAC.
Because for many people, that if they aren't aware, VAC was sort of founded by volunteers in terms of when we first started. We started as a community collective back in the day. There was a big meeting, and out of that meeting, the AIDS Council was formed. And along the way, we've very much maintained that volunteer base, haven't we, Jack?
We certainly have.
You're a bit older than me, so you may be able to speak of it.
My hair
more
is
fondly.
Stress blonde, not grey. Right. But no, I was around in those days, along with some of the volunteers who are still active today. We're at those very first meetings back in the early 80s to form the VAC. It was a grassroots response to this strange disease that was striking gay men back then. It's certainly diversified. But some of those people got together. It was a grassroots organisation, and that's our power, that's our strength, I think, that we still are attached to the community.
Yeah. As I sometimes sound like I repeat myself, but we've literally got volunteers working in every part of our organisation, and that's something very unique because most of organisations, the volunteers complement the paid staff, where it's the reverse at VAC, and we're very, very proud of that.
Well, we couldn't do half the work we do.
Absolutely. So it's a very interesting topic today. But Jack, if people wanted to get involved in the conversation, we love it when they get involved. How can they?
Yes, talk to us, please. You can like us on Facebook, of course, facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. Or you can call the reception here at Joy, 1300-JOY-949. Send a message to us that way. Or email us on air at joy.org.au. Or an SMS is always welcome, 0427-JOY-949. And you can even tweet us. That's for those who do such things. I don't. At well, well, well.
I have to admit, I don't either.
Joy. Well, 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 Joy. So lots of ways to talk to us. Engage in the conversation, please.
Yep. And if you've got a message or a shout out that you want to send to volunteers, certainly send it through to us and we'll read that out.
We certainly will.
But for now, we're going to go back to the 80s.
With a song, a beautiful song. It's called Aqua. Sorry. Back to the 80s with... But,
line.
And it's you're on Well, Well, Well. This is Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well. SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au to have your say.
That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And you're joined by, what, two quarters of the team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two quarters of the team.
Yeah, right. We don't know mathematics.
Half.
Jack half. And half. Murray, half, that's right. And today we're talking about National Volunteers Week. It's a nationally recognised week that celebrates the power of volunteers, and Absolutely. BAC is certainly aware of the power that is brought to us by our volunteers.
Absolutely, and we've got very special volunteers in the studio today. We're starting with two very special guests. We've got four in the studio. But first of all, we're talking to Gordon Campbell and Richard Holland. Welcome.
It's a very lively studio in here today.
That's very welcoming.
An audience of live people.
The boys are overwhelmed.
Yes. Hi, everyone.
How are you going, guys?
Great.
Well, thank you.
Now, do you want to maybe tell us a little bit about the role that that you do at BAC?
Yes, would you like to start, Richard? I'll,
if you like, Gordon. Yes,
okay.
I started again with VAC around about the time of the AIDS conference last year. I'd seen the posters promoting the volunteer drive, and I'd know a couple of people at VAC, and they'd suggested, "We need volunteers. Do you want to come along?" And I thought, yeah, it sounds like a really good opportunity. I don't think I was aware of how good an opportunity it was to start back at VAC. I'd actually volunteered years ago, about 10 to 12 years ago, in just a small capacity, but I didn't follow up with it.
And there was that with VAC?
With VAC, yeah, but there didn't seem to be a very strong communication with volunteer coordination back then. So I just did what I did back then. It was like a graphic design job, and then stopped that. It was just a pamphlet for something. And then that fell away. Mm. And but then, yeah, with the AIDS conference, I mean, it was a great reintroduction into volunteering because it was such a broad event, and you were seeing people from
all over the world. That was the International AIDS Conference in July last year.
Yes, that's right.
Which brought about 15,000 delegates to Melbourne, I think, Murray?
Probably more.
So, and about how many volunteers were involved in that? Richard was one of
hundreds. We got hundreds of volunteers for that event. It was
so
huge.
We've maintained your interest this time, Richard.
Well, yes. I mean, obviously the involvement has changed, but it's still a great community feel. I do admin work and a bit of reception work, and also I've done a range of events work, and which it's just been, it's the variety of work that I've been involved in has been great, and it's such a great diverse community.
Is there one thing that you think would be a key motivating force within you?
Wanting to be part of a community at a deeper level, I suppose. Okay. I mean, it's very easy as a gay man to be just going and doing the usual gay things, and has allowed me to be with people that from a range of social areas within the gay community that I wouldn't perhaps meet up with. And it's just lovely coming in and even just catching up with other volunteers, and but at the same time, and being a support for people that use the counselling services as well.
Yeah.
Like, you develop a relationship with regulars.
Sure,
yeah, come absolutely.
Because you're in the reception as well, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep.
That's right, the reception, the Claremont Street site,
yes,
where the counselling program is.
Mm, that's right.
And Gordon, what about you? Do you want to tell us a little bit about what volunteering you do and how you got involved?
How I got involved? Well, I came out late and I was very active on the gay scene in the late 80s. And then I did my master's of marketing part-time, so that absorbed a lot of energy. And by the early 90s, I'd done that, and I thought, well, I've been very self-focused for a long time. It's about time to focus on helping others. And so I rang VAC, and the first person who rang me back was Sue Robinson, who is still one of the princesses of the movement and a great woman. And I got involved then as a volunteer in what is now community support.
Right, okay.
So
For people that don't know, what is the community support team?
We look after people who are living in the community and have HIV/AIDS. And our support is not medical. Mm-hmm. It's basically social. So taking people for outings, helping them with their shopping, organising home cleaning, that type of thing. But at that time, AZT had still not really had much of an impact on the mortality rate and the illness of people. And in fact, at that time, our clients were still dying.
Right.
Within, what, John, 2 or 3 years of
absolutely
diagnosis?
We averaged death a week back in those dark days. And it's certainly a different landscape these days.
And I had, during that period in the 90s, several men die in my arms in hospital. I've helped the families to grieve and to organise their funerals. And we knew when we had clients that it was a short-term situation because in due course they would pass away. But as time progressed, that changed, and now, well, deaths are still occurring, but it's the medications prolong life very substantially and improve its quality.
And if it also expands the role that the community support needs to play within the community, doesn't it?
We were doing a lot of in-home, effectively in-home nursing and care in conjunction with people like Royal District Nursing Service and the hospitals. But really that's sort of primarily moved into the hospital settings and into Fairfield House, the respite centre. And so most of our work now is to do with this social support. And John, you would know some more details about this, but we did a survey a few years ago about how effective was our support of clients in terms of their social and physical well-being as a result of being involved with our care. And the results were that both their socialisation, their social well-being and their physical health improved as a result of interacting with the group.
That's right. Overall, good emotional health and well-being is the outcome. And sorry, Gordon, that's where you and I met all those years ago.
We did. We
25 were 25 years ago.
That's right.
We were both volunteers.
We were teenagers then.
Yes.
And so we still got our blonde hair, John.
That's right. We have. We have.
It's just thinning slightly. Still blonde.
Stress blonde.
I asked my hairdresser, what colour is this? And he brought out his colour card, you know, with those little pieces of hair.
Yeah.
And we matched it up and I'm pale, natural, ash blonde. And I told some of my first year students this. And the girl said, oh, I'd love to have colour hair like that. And it costs a fortune to have a colour like yours.
It does.
And I thought, you see.
Sit tight, you'll get it later.
But Gordon, you also volunteered overseas, didn't you?
I did. I was transferred with my job, Eastman Kodak. Some of you might remember Kodak was a household name around the world. And I worked as a volunteer for Action for AIDS in Singapore, where we did similar things. But in the country, many countries, including Singapore, medical treatment is not free. And so once your self-accrued medical benefits run out, you really can't get medication. Wow. So it's a very difficult environment for many people there.
Well, volunteering, the phenomenon is global. The financial effects is far-reaching. Let's have a chat to you guys a little bit more.
I've missed my favourite show on Joy. What do I do? What do I do?
Podcasters to battle!
Joy Podcasters fight on tirelessly to bring you the best bits of every show. So if you've missed something recently on Joy, don't worry. Our podcasters have your back. Head to joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab or look us up on iTunes. Podcasters on Joy 94.9 fighting tirelessly for your listening pleasure.
Thanks for listening. This is Well, Well, Well.
I feel like I'm repeating myself, but yes, that's right. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. I'm Murray and I'm joined in the studio with Jack as well as four of our marvellous, wonderful, spectacular volunteers. But we're continuing the chat with Richard and Gordon. Now, we were talking about, you know, the process and how you started your volunteering. Richard, do you maybe want to tell us a little bit about, I'm always fascinated, especially in my role as volunteer coordinator, to find out what the triggers are to get people to volunteer. What actually is the motivator for you to reach out and start that process? Can you think back for yourself?
Originally, back when I first volunteered, I was looking at, I think I mentioned before, I was looking at getting more involved in community in a deeper sort of way. And that was a good experience, but it didn't sort of pan out. But then recently, I was in a situation where I'd lost my job, and also I hadn't been very passionate about the job that I had. It wasn't really something I loved to
do. Wasn't you?
And I want to move into a more community or a sort of service area, or to be involved in something that you know, had more belief in. And this opportunity came up with the 2014 AIDS conference, and it seemed like a perfect way to reintroduce myself. And it has, you know, the follow-on from that, it has given that sense of community and also a sense that you're supporting an organisation that's doing a lot for people.
Absolutely.
You haven't looked back, have you? Gordon, what about you?
Sorry, what was the question?
Great attention span he's got there.
Any particular trigger that you think drove
What motivated you,
to?
You? I mean, we're going back a few years for you.
We are indeed. Nice of you to point that out so subtly
back,
there.
Back to the 80s was the song title before.
That's right. And no, I think it was just that I felt that I had been very absorbed with myself and it was time to help others. And I also admired the fact that I knew a lot of people who had given so much in various ways to the gay community, and I thought it was about time I put in as well. But you get reward, and this is a key point, for a reward from helping people, a reward from, and it makes you feel good when you've made somebody else feel good. So that's what sustains
it's a reciprocal benefit.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's right.
So is that why you continue to volunteer? Yes. Those sorts of issues? A reward? Yes. Mutual?
Yes. Yes, I do, because I've been involved in quite a lot of other volunteer situations. But with AIDS Council, the clients really do appreciate what you do for them, and that's rewarding for me as well as for them. Mm.
And Richard, the same sort of thing? Mutual rewards, you get rewards from giving to others through your volunteer work at the VAC?
Oh, definitely. There's a lovely feeling when, as I was mentioning earlier, dealing with counselling clients, just the sense that they're seeing someone regularly and getting a nice face at the reception desk as some sort of support.
Because you do a lot of things at VAC, don't you, in terms of your volunteering?
And that's been...
You wear a lot of hats. Yeah.
That's been one of the great things about this volunteer work that I've been doing, in that it's varied and it's interesting.
Now, Gordon, you were saying that you do some other... There's something else happening?
Yes. I'm a lecturer in marketing at Swinburne University in Hawthorne, and this last year they launched their Swin Ally program. Mm-hmm. One of our deputy vice chancellors came out as a gay man and said that we were going to launch as a university this Swin Ally program to support GLBIT students and staff who are in the university. Yeah. And we attended a function at the end of last year, and the Vice Chancellor spoke and said that she put this as one of her highest priorities for the coming year to extend this program. And they also have set up some non-gender-specific toilets, and more as a symbol of the commitment of the university.
Yeah. Acceptance of the diversity. You and I need to talk more after the show about how we can work better together.
Well, I think so, because they have got a volunteer group and a professional group, but I think they need, you know, we want to extend that and link it to other services.
Sure.
The time goes so quickly.
I know.
Because we want to thank you, Gordon, and thank you, Richard, for coming in to talk with us today. It is National Volunteers Week. You too volunteer for VAC, and we're very, very appreciative of the work that you do for us, as we are for all of our volunteers that are working at VAC and for any in any capacity that they do. It's a great strength to be able to donate your time for a good cause. And like you said, Gordon, it's a reciprocal benefit. From what you give, you get something back. So thank you very much. Just a round of applause to you wonderful gentlemen.
Yes.
This is Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening. This is Well, Well, Well.
That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. In the studio today, you have Jack and Murray, as well as our fabulous four volunteers. But before we chat to the newest volunteers in the studio, any messages, Jack?
We have. We've got Peter from Fitzroy writes, "I've been listening to your program and thinking about volunteering somewhere. And by listening to your show, I think VAC may be the path for me." Thank you, Peter. And Mikhail from Canterbury, "Great show. Good topic. Murray and Jack, go men."
And we've got Mark, who says, "Thanks to all the wonderful volunteers. The world is a better place for your support and dedication." Next message is, "I'm a volunteer and it gives me way more back than I give out." Exactly right. We were talking about that. And we've got another message. "Hi, guys. I tune in when I can to hear all the news on HIV and gay-related topics. Always enjoy the show. I think I met you, Jack, last night at an event Street in Collingwood, Wellington Street. Anyway, love the show, Matthew Keon.
That was the peel.
Where's that button?
And there's another one here. Thank you all to the VAC volunteers. They do such an amazing job in supporting our community and represent VAC with professionalism and commitment. I've also heard that VAC volunteer coordinator is gorgeous. That's Murray Sayer. Just another reason to volunteer.
Where's that button again?
That's just another reason to volunteer with your time with VAC. That's from Stephen of London in the United Kingdom.
Not quite yet, Stephen. You've still got a few days to go.
There's a story anyway, there, listeners. There is. There's a story.
Anyway, changing gears now. We have two more very special guests in the studio. Please welcome Gary Smith, also known as Gaz, or Gazza, and Gareth D'Souza, also known as the G-Man.
Thank you. An audience.
I told you it's a lively studio.
It is. Oh, so many people.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, that's right. Look, the power of volunteering and the wonderful people that donate their time, you two are, and the other two are part of that whole VAC family of volunteers. Mm. And we've been lucky to have such committed people providing the work. It's the substance that makes the VAC work. So, guys, as we said before, this is a grassroots organisation. You're part of that community response. Without that, we can't do anything. Is it about 85%, Murray, of the work, or 80% of the work done by volunteers?
It's more pushing the 90s. Yeah.
Of the work VAC
does is done by volunteers versus the paid staff that we have on.
That's right.
We rely heavily on the support of our volunteers.
And we're a bit old-fashioned because a lot of the other AIDS councils sort of went down the... But they thought they should professionalise 15, 20 years ago. And they got rid of a lot of the... Well, after the treatments improved, they thought no need for that anymore. Mm. And they just focused on sort of a lot of health promotion. But we're broader than that. We've got the community support. We've got counselling. We've got the clinic. We've got Pronto. We've got all the aspects of the ins and outs of the VAC. We couldn't exist. Like, for example, if we've got three paid counsellors, we've got about 30 volunteer counsellors. Mm, yeah. We've got a whole legal team of volunteer solicitors that provide...
As well as, and I know I'm going to miss people here, but as well as our kitchen that we run on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's all volunteers. The guys and gals down at the PLC in terms of all massage therapy, hairdressing, it's all volunteers, as well as the community support team with Gordon, who's part of that, our events area, our administration area, our health promotion area.
Finance.
We've got volunteers in finance. Mm. And on the board,
of course, they're all volunteers
as well. So they're everywhere.
I'd like to welcome Gary and Gareth to the show. I'm aware that you two volunteers are superstars, so to speak.
Uh-oh.
And you volunteer...
Where's that button again?
What's my magic power?
You volunteer in various capacities. Tell us more, please. Yes.
Okay. Well, various capacities. Do you mind if I start? Yep. Okay. I do a bit of work at VAC, of course. So I started at VAC about 4 years ago, I suppose, when I first got to Melbourne.
And so when you were 16?
When I was... Oh, yes, sure.
12.
Back in my teens.
When you were 12.
No, it was just after I turned 21, I think. Mm-hmm. I moved. So I basically got in and did the Young and Gay course myself as a participant. Mm-hmm. That's where I started out because I was doing a bit of work with ACON back in Sydney, and ACON's sister organisation to VAC, as we know.
And Young and Gay is a project or a program of the health promotion area.
It is, so it's like a 6-week program. It's all about sexual health education, coming out, all of that. It's thrown in, and it's also a bit of a social group, and that's kind of why I joined as participant. I stayed on and did the training, and I'm now a facilitator of that program as well.
So a volunteer facilitator for other volunteers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's just in the big wide web of volunteering, but I love it. It's fantastic, and I haven't had a chance to get in to put those boots on for a few months now, but I'm looking at doing that
and
again.
And why haven't you been able to put those boots on? Because you've got so many other boots
on,
haven't you?
So many things, finger in many pies, so to speak.
Yep.
I'm here at Joy a lot as well.
You're a volunteer at Joy.
I am. That's funny you ask.
So it's a good partnership. It's a good partnership. And what do you do at Joy?
I'm actually the podcaster for this program.
He is.
And we love it.
Hang on, we need this.
Thank you very much.
And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people listen to our show. We know a lot of people listen to our show and don't have the capacity to listen to it live from 12 to 1. So they download the podcast or listen to it straight from the website. And that's because of the great work that you do for us each week.
Well, I love it. I love being part of the show in any capacity and helping you guys out and being part of both organizations. So it's a great crossover, and it's not work, because at the end of the day, you like what you do. So you never work a day in your life. But I'm also working on a couple of other shows and little bits and pieces here and at Joy and also at VAC. So there's quite a few little things going on. But yeah, at the end of the day, I volunteer because it gives something to me. It gives back to me, and it makes me feel really good about what I do and the fact that I'm making a bit of a difference. And it's a good thing all around.
Mm. Fantastic. Yeah. Now, Gary has taken up all the time.
I know. I'm sorry.
He's such a hog. So we're going to go to a quick tune and some community service announcement, and then we're going to hear from Gareth. This is Joy 94.9.
Is becoming a Joy volunteer and supporting what we do something that's always been in the back of your mind, but you just don't have the time? Hey, there's other ways to support what we do, like becoming a Joy member. Membership helps keep the doors open and a voice for the GLBTI community on air and online all the time. Call 1300 569 949 or jump online, joy.org.au, and become a member today. Or consider signing up during our 2015 Radiothon this June. Joy 94.9, the diverse sound of a diverse crowd.
Thanks for listening. This is Well, Well, Well.
That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And on today's show, we've been talking about the awesome power of volunteers, especially the VAC volunteers. Mm-hmm. There's lots of them. And we were just before speaking with Gareth and Gary. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, Gary took up all the time.
Sorry, I'm keeping my lip shut on this one.
We're just going to put him on mute now.
Okay.
So welcome, Gareth. We're going to have a chat to you, and we're going to hear about what you do, because we know that you do different various things in terms of your volunteering at VAC and beyond.
Yeah, so I volunteer for VAC in the outreach team. We go to sex on-premises venues and also online and talk about safe sex with guys and answer any sexual health questions that guys might have, and often refer them on to services that both VAC provide and also government agencies provide. So I do that, and also I volunteer once a week at the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives,
which is also located in the VAC offices, isn't it?
Yes, very kindly VAC have made some space for the archives team, and we're there preserving our history and documenting stuff that comes in, so we get donations from people, and also provide services in terms of any students who are studying or doing PhDs in gay and lesbian history.
You said you volunteer for the outreach team. That, again, is in the health promotion program at VAC.
Yes.
But you said you do online work. Are you sitting on a computer somewhere?
I'm answering? Not, but some members of our team are. I'm
okay, how does that all work?
Well, currently...
Was it with the apps or not? No.
That's being trialled at the moment.
Trialled,
but at the moment, it's just Gaydar chat rooms, I believe.
Okay,
But I'm one of the guys who goes into
the venues.
The venues and talks to guys face-to-face.
Okay, sex on-premises venues and... Okay.
Now, if we're talking about what the motivators, what the triggers were in terms of getting you to sort of go, right, I'm going to volunteer, did you start off, what was happening for you in your life?
I moved to Melbourne last year and, I know a few people, but it was a good way to meet a huge bunch of people.
Absolutely.
Quite quickly, and a big range of people. I think it's often good to get a sense of a place. And, quite often if you're just hanging out with your social circle or doing things with work colleagues, you're really just exposing yourself to a limited range of people. But through VAC and the archives, you're just meeting a huge range of people.
Also, diversity is the key word, isn't it, really? And the work is diverse, the people are diverse.
So, Gaz, did you talk about what your triggers were?
Oh, just vaguely. But, my triggers were just seeing other people before me in my family, for instance, going to volunteering in all kind of walks of life, whether it be charities of some kind or whatever it be. And part of my schooling, I was brought up to always actively engage in volunteer organisations, which was really great. So when I got here, and part of my kind of coming out process, I guess, still to get involved with, say, VAC, it was just really so beneficial and it just went hand in hand. So I got on a roll, really.
It sounds like you are on a roll. Still on a roll, and we're glad you are.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me as part of the team with you guys.
So do you two know each other as volunteers?
I think I've seen your face, Gareth, around, and maybe...
My face is around a lot.
Yeah. No, definitely.
That's so true.
But in a good way. So were you also at AIDS 2014 at all?
I was, yes.
That's probably where we've worked together, I think. Yeah.
Because we recruited a lot of new volunteers.
Because I was just about to correct you. You had actually done AIDS 2014. You didn't mention that.
Ah.
Yeah.
We both done that. Yeah.
Yeah, you both did it. Oh, everyone cool. did it. It was great.
Yeah, because our regular volunteers were called upon. We recruited more volunteers and, of course, a lot of staff volunteered as well.
What's the archiving like, Gareth? I would imagine that would be great if you're into history.
Yeah, definitely. As you know, the archives produces books and some events during midsummer, walks and things. But yeah, for me, it's been interesting to just get a bit of a snapshot into gay and lesbian history in Australia. I'm currently working on a newspaper, updating the newspaper file, which sounds, you know, a bit boring, but it's been really interesting because I've discovered things that, I had no idea about.
Because they keep a record of everything, don't they?
Yeah, we get donations of people who've kept clothing, books, newspaper cuttings, everything dating back 30, 40, 50 years. So it's very interesting.
Now, guys, how do I say this delicately? We had some oldies on before in terms of their volunteering, and you guys are young.
Right.
Thank you. Younger. Younger, man.
Gordon's pursed his lips and he's giving me the death stare.
Oh, that's funny.
Tell me, what would you say to someone that may be out there thinking, you know, because I don't want to generalise young people, but in terms of volunteering, it's not high on the agenda. Mm. In terms of what would be your pitch to them?
The way I think about it, many have come before me, there's many with me now, and there'll be many after me that are volunteering. And to kind of see that and the crossover and the all ages kind of aspect when you're working on a project of any kind is fantastic, because the knowledge is shared and it doesn't just go one way from the older generation down to the younger. It does go both. But that's the most kind of interesting thing for me, because I'm always learning something new. No matter what I'm doing, when I'm working at VAC, for instance, in peer education, I go in and I learn something new every single time, and it can be very surprising where that comes from. So I think for motivating people to jump in, I think it's just kind of one of those things where you don't think you have the time, but even an hour a week here or there, you know, that's doable. That's just, you know, an hour less of computer games or Xbox or whatever it be, you know.
And it's a lot of fun because you're kind of learning new things.
Yep.
I think any young person who's maybe in an office job, you know, I personally got a lot of enjoy out of the face-to-face contact of my outreach role, because, you know, I hadn't really had, you know, done customer service type roles, facing customers in many, many years. So you really
kind of... That's a very diverse customer service role, isn't it?
It is. The outreach role. Talk about you've challenged yourself there, I think.
Absolutely.
But it's good.
It is.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to, we're doing this show on all of our volunteers, and we've got you guys in here talking about the different roles that you do. I also, it's important for us to do a shout out to our corporate volunteers. We have the National Australia Bank and the ANZ Bank that give back their time to us, as well as the Bank of Melbourne. We've got a lot of banks, actually.
A lot of banks have got this program of volunteering for the community. It's great.
It is great. And we're the recipient of a lot of hours.
How many numbers would we have as corporate volunteers?
Over 600. We've got our NAB volunteers that do our tucker bag program, as well as all of our red ribbon making and our condom and lube packing. Those jobs are reserved for our corporate volunteers. So we're very thankful for the job that they do, as we are very thankful for you guys coming in, Gareth and Gary, to talk to us today. We're very appreciative. And
thanks,
if you're
so
listening to the podcast now, there's a reason why it sounds so slick.
I'm going to put a few effects in just there, some magical sparkles.
I feel sorry for the poor person that listens to the show live, that's listening to the podcast, and go, God, it doesn't sound as good. But thank you, guys.
Thank you very much as well.
Yes. Thanks for coming in. And Mary, we've got another song, I think.
We do.
Thanks for listening. This is Well, Well, Well.
Yes, thank you for listening. That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Murray and Jack, presenters, and we've had our four fantastic volunteers in the studio. They've just left just now.
We're in recovery mode.
I think sometimes the banter that we have off air when the songs are playing are far more entertaining than the ones that we have on air. But yes, thanks for listening. And I think it's important, we haven't really discussed, if you want to get involved in volunteering, you've heard those four inspiring inspiring stories, and there's many more in terms of people giving up their time and volunteering. And as a message came through earlier, what you give, you get so much more back. Sure. We run regular information sessions for anyone that wants to get involved. And the next one is next Wednesday.
That's tomorrow or Wednesday? No, tomorrow week.
Tomorrow week.
Okay.
It's 21st, I think.
Okay.
But send an email through to volunteers@vac.org.au, volunteers@vac.org.au, and express your interest and get on the invitation list. And there you'll be able to come along and hear about the different volunteering opportunities that we have going.
And also, to this Sunday, put the Sunday in your diary, yes. May the 17th. That is the Canlight Memorial at 5 p.m. in the City Square, run by Living Positive Victoria. It's also Ida Hot Day, International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia. So wear purple on Sunday. Come to the City Square, wear purple to celebrate diversity and be there and be with us.
Be there or be square. That's in the right. City Square. We're it's back. All happening on the weekend.
Oh, it's a busy weekend.
I'm moving house as well. So.
And we've got the volunteer thank you party on Saturday.
Yes, and we've got the volunteer thank you party on Saturday. So it really is all happening. Thanks for listening. Yep. Jack and Murray will be back. No, we're not on next week, are we?
Probably not.
Some other fabulous presenters will be on next week on the Well, Well, Well show. Same day, same time.
Same place.
See you later.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.